The Gemara Brachas daf from above and Aleph brings down a Maisa that Reb Zera was sick and Reb Avel came to visit him and they had a Suda together. And there was they had a whole Shiloh, Machlekes, who should make the Hamaitzi? Should the Baal Bais do it? Should the Erech do it? And that was a question, should it be Reb Avel or Reb Zera, based on the halachas of Brachas Hamaitzi? Now the Achanim ask Akasha, they say, Lachara, there's a Pashat reason why Reb Zera should be the one to make Hamaitzi, because the Yerushalmi says in Brachas, and the eighth character of Zerah was a Kayin. So being that he's a Kayin, there's Dinavik Hidashtra, and he should be Mukhiv to give it to Reb Zerah because of his Kedushas Kahuna. And the question is, why does the Gemara doesn't bring that in at all? It seems to be a Shaila and Hilchas Brachas. Does the Betzea do it, the Yarech? But the Gemara does not discuss his Kedushas Kahuna at all. Why didn't he have a right to be Mevarech first? Because of the Dinavik Hidashtra. That's the Kasha of the Achayinim. There's a beautiful Teretz of this Kasha from the Aderis. This Teretz of the Aderis is printed in a letter, it's printed in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Huttner, Sefer Zikaron Pachad Yitzchak. There's a letter that he wrote to Reb Chaim Berlin, and we don't have the actual letter that he wrote to Reb Chaim Berlin, but we have Reb Chaim Berlin's response to the letter of the Aderis, and we could figure out from his response what the Aderis wrote to him. So this letter is from Yitzayin Adar Beis, Tafresh Nun Dalet, 1894. And it seems to be that the Aderis answered like this. He says that, he said, you know why they didn't give it to Reb Zera because of his Kedushas Kahuna? He says, it could be that this Maisa and Brachas happened after the Maisa that happened in Megillah and Argam over here in Dav Zayin and Beis. The Gemara brings down the famous story that Rabbi and Reb Zera had a Suda Spurim together. Rabbi got up and he shechted Reb Zera and then he brought him back to life. So Zakta Aderis, he says that, yeah, of course Reb Zera was a Kayan, but once he was shechted and he died, his Kedushas Kahuna became batal. He lost his Kedushas Kahuna, and it's true, he was brought back to life, but now he's a new person, he's no longer a Kayan, his Kedushas Kahuna became batal with his Misa, and then this, we could say that Dakmar Brachas happened after the Misa that happened over in Purim when he was shechted. He was no longer a Kayan, and therefore there was no Din V'Kidashtoi to be Mechabedim because of his Kedushas Kahuna. That's the Teretz that the Aderis wrote to Chaim Berlin. Now, Chaim Berlin responded to the Aderis that he very much did not like this Teretz of the Aderis. Ad kedei kach, that he accused him of saying Purim Torah just to be Mesameachim, and this is the Lashon of Reb Chaim Berlin. He says in his letter back to the Aderis, he says, V'eni mesupik b'malz kvot harasai, I have no shaila that about you, shechashe machshavas meraysh, that you knew, she'yagieni michtava yakir b'mei Purim, you knew that your letter would reach me during the days of Purim, u'meiroi v'avasa eilai, because you love me so much, shakad l'avieni lidei yuchuch, you worked hard to cause me to smile, to laugh. So obviously you meant this as a joke. Yan kilo ucho lahamin. I can't believe kinelam menog mar mefereshes. I can't believe that you forgot a beferesh gemara reish perek chelik in the beginning of the 11th perek of Sanhedrin, where the gemara says the following: minayin l'tchilas amesim min atayra. How do you know min atayra that there's a concept of tchilas amesim? Shenamar, as it says, v'nasata mimeno trumas Hashem la'aron hakayin. You should give truma to Aron hakayin. So, in fact, the gemara v'chi Aron la'olam kayim, is Aron going to be kayim forever? In other words, how do you ever give truma to Aron? Aron died before he went into Eretz Yisrael. And he never got Truma from Eretz Yisrael. Ella, you see from here, she'asod l'achias, you see that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. The Yisrael nice and with Truma, and Klaisel will give him Truma. Mikan the Tchias HaMesim in Atara. You see that there's Tchias HaMesim, and this pasuk will be Mikuyim l'asod l'avai, when Aaron comes back to life, and then we'll give him Truma, and that's pshat in the pasuk. So, Frakt of Chaim Berlin, he says, Arei Mefurish, it's Mefurish in the Gemara, the Kain Shemes, v'chazer v'chaya, chazer l'kedushas kahuna, so Rishani. You see, b'feresh, when Kain dies and he comes back to life, he gets back his original kedushas kahuna. So if Aaron gets back his Kedushas Kahuna when he comes back to life, then that means Reb Zera also should get his Kedushas Kahuna when he comes back to life, and therefore your Teretz doesn't make any sense, even if the Maisa and Brachas happened after the Maisa and Megillah, the Maisa, once he comes back to life, he's a Kayan, and it's still shver why there's no Din V'Kidashtai to be Mechabedim because of his Kuna, and Reb Chaim Berlin ends off, he says, V'amana, and the truth is, Kitzchak Asali Ahuvi Hagayin She'yich B'dvarav Eilan. The truth is that you caused me to laugh when I read your words, when I read your Teretz, your Mekam Mitzvah be Mesamech me on Purim. So Chaim Berlin is asking a starker kasha on the Aderis. He's saying that Aderis wants to say that it happened after the Shechita, Kedushas Kahuna is batal. In fact, Chaim Berlin, even if you say that, but it's not true, Kedushas Kahuna does not become batal with me. So as we see that the Gemara says, we're going to give Truma L'asalavet Aron HaKayin after Tchias HaMesim. So you see clearly that after a person dies and comes back to life, his Kedushas Kahuna is not batal. So the pal is, what's the pshat in the Aderis? What does mean? What did he mean to answer? L'chayr, Chaim Berlin has a good time. It's Mefurish in the Gemara. The Kedushas Kahuna does not become batal with Misa. So I think actually, it can be miyash of the Aderis like this, and I think that Aderis is saying something which is very mistaken. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Hayyam Beis, has a sugi over there of Ketzad Hil Bishon. What is the Seder Halbash of the Kahanim? How is Moshe Rabbeinu Malbush the Kahanim in the Mishkan? The Gemara asks, Mai Dehava Hava, why do we care what happened then? That's past history. What's in the guess? The Gemara says, Ela Ketzad Hil Bishon Lasad Lavai. The shaila is how are we going to be mamas lekanim lasad lava at the time of their meshicha when Mashiach comes. In fact, the Gemara lasad lava namelik shavu Moshe v'ani mayim when Moshe and Aaron come, they'll tell us how to do it. But lemaisa it's mavur in the Gemara that there will be a meshicha for the kahanim lasad lava and a new halbasha, a new meshicha when the Beis Hamikdash will be built. So the Achanim ask the Chazanish and the Rashash over there that it's mavur there'll be a new meshicha lasad lava. The question is why? Why did the kahanim need a meshicha lasad lava? The whole ending of the Miluim that happened in the Midbar, that was Ahira Shah at that time. And during the Mshach, they became Kohanim. Once they became Kohanim, the Kohanim La'ilam, why do they need a new Mashiach, Allah Sallallahu, when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built? That's what the Achanim ask. Now, the truth is that their Kash is a Pella, because the Ramban himself asks his Kash and gives a Teretz. Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, in the Shari Shah Shlishi, he asks this Kasha, and he says the following. He says, Oy Yesh Li Raya, and he quotes the Gemara in Yuma. He says, "Hine savrin ki l'tchias ameisim yiktashu arnu banav atzman b'miluim." That we see from the Gemara that by tchias ameisim arnu banav will have a new miluim to be mekadosh them. Lefi shekvar batla meshicha mimenu mizar b'shas amisa, because the meshicha became batla b'shas amisa. V'yu anashim mechudashim, and they're going to become new people. Yitzdarchu liskadosh kavishena v'yu amiluim alalu nagim behem. Zok the Ramban that there will be we will need to have a new Mashiach al-Asalava. You know why? Because when they die, their Kedushas Kuna is batal. Now when they come back to life, they're new people, so they need a new Mashiach because we have to give them that Kedushas Kuna again. That's the pshat that he says over here based on the Gemara and Yuma. So what do we see from this? Lefid Ramban, the Ramban is saying clearly that the Kohanim will need a new Mashiach al-Asalava Kufa because for the fact that they're gonna their Kedushas Kuna is Batal B'Shas Misa, and we have to re-mashach them, we have to make them into Kohanim once again, B'Shas Tchias HaMesim. So Lefi that, I think it's Pashat that there's no Kasha and Adaris from this command Sanhedrin that Ramchan Berlin is asking. Ramchan Berlin is saying, I'll prove to you that Kedushas Kuna is not Batal with Misa because Lasa Lava will give Truma to Aaron. It's true we're going to give Truma to Aaron, but you know why? That's because it's Mavurin the Gemara Yuma that they'll have a new Mashiach Lasa Lava, meaning B'Shas Maisa and Echinami. B'Shas Maisa, when he died, his Kedushas Kuna became Batal. But then he's going to have a new Mashiach Lasa Lava, and when we do that new Mashiach, he'll become a Kain again, and therefore we're able to give him Truma because he had that new Mashiach. But Reb Zera over here, Reb Zera is stuck in between. He died in this world. He was brought back to life, but he didn't yet have that new Mashiach L'Kanan Lasa Lava, so his Kedushas Kuna became Batal, like the Ramban says. Misa does take away Kedushas Kahuna. He didn't yet have the Mashiach because he's not in the Zman of Mashiach. He's not in Las Lava. He's in this world where he had his many personal Tchias HaMesim. So Mamela, you're left with a Kain who doesn't have Kedushas Kahuna because his Kedushas Kahuna became Batal with his Misa. So this could be a Teretz to the Kasha of Reb Chaim Berlin on the Adaris, so that Lailam, we could say Kedushas Kahuna does become Batal with Misa. And that's why Reb Zera did not have a din to bench Altz's Kedushas Kahuna because of a Kiddashtoi. And this we give Chumala and a Kain. That's because Lasa Lava, there'll be a new Mashiach and we'll remake him into a Kain, and therefore we'll have Kedushas Kahuna. But by Reb Zera, that was an Ageya, and that could be the Aimek HaKavana of the Adaris.